to talk there.
There's all access.
Over there. We're members of Congress.
Thank you.
We're members of Congress.
Who are you, sir?
Do you have business here?
Yes.
Are you prepared to stand here all night if we decide to stay?
I guess, yes.
All right, well, you just stay right there.
Look them in the eye. Come on, hold your face up. Look at them. Let them see you. This is him. Look at it. What's your name? Tell us your name. Give me that ID again.
Giving you the idea, I
showed
it to you. So what? I showed you the
idea. You do what?
I showed you the
Could
idea.
Could you let me see the ID again?
Members of OCR are fighting for your children. We are not allowed in the building to talk to them. We are not allowed to advocate on behalf of America's children. America, we have a problem.
I think everybody as a country is just praying for this man, as he has the patience of a literal saint to be able to stand outside that building and just get berated by these imbeciles trying to storm the Department of Education. Because let's take a step back here. They demand to be let inside the building, but to do all of what? I'm absolutely certain they wouldn't even know what their mission is inside unless they have something specifically they're trying to hide, which leads me to believe this is all purely performative. Just look at the way they're standing while yelling at him. They're yelling about him as their hips are facing towards the camera. So they're not talking to a guy trying to get inside a building. They're talking to the cameras trying to complain about how the democratically elected Donald Trump now outranks them. These are elected representatives taken to social media to sob over how an agency named after a literal meme is going to expose all their corruption. The idea they think they can get enough likes on this video and it forces Elon to let them pass security is absolutely stupid. But here they are, wasting even more of our tax dollars, throwing a temper tantrum outside the Department of Education.
They have locked the doors. They're not letting us in. It says all access entrance.
There's this random guy out here who's refusing to let us in. And right here, they have armed officers as well, acting like we're dangerous.
A year ago, I'd be able to walk into this building and not be locked out.
As I'm editing this video and I'm hearing him say, all last year he could have walked into the Department of Education to fix all these issues they're having. And only when Elon Musk goes in there to start auditing where that money goes, then suddenly these Congress people are marching down that front door trying to get inside? I think that tells you everything about what's going on here.
This is what they're doing. Elon is allowed in, but not you. Not your elected representatives, not parents, not students. Elon can go in, his goons can go in, but not the representatives of the people.
But I guess you really can't blame them, as if we had a better education system, maybe they would know more about what they can actually do as elected members of Congress. But I'm sure making TikToks is the extent of their abilities. As this post is getting passed around a lot lately, pointing out how kids can't read, write, or even detect propaganda. And they think abolishing the Department of Education is somehow a bad thing. Because the system is broken. It's been broken for a long time now, mutually agreed upon by both liberals and conservatives. The difference being, Trump-era conservatives want to tear it all down as it's definitely not working. But these modern-day Kamala liberals think the only way to solve it is shoving more of our money at it and letting them operate in secrecy. So when Donald Trump appoints the billionaire notoriously known for cost efficiency to head the Department of Government Efficiency, they don't think, okay, let's figure out why high schoolers can't read and decoy voice can't differentiate the enunciation of singular woman and plural woman, because I legitimately don't notice a difference when anybody says it. Because they don't want to fix our education system. They just want to shriek over the idea someone might open up the books to expose exactly where that money's going. But luckily, all these old tricks won't work anymore. Standing on a stoop crying about how this guy won't let you inside isn't changing Elon's mind. And when the Wall Street Journal, quote, exposed the Doge staffer's old posts about not liking certain people, Vice President J.D. Vance straight up said, I don't like what he wrote, but stupid social media posts shouldn't ruin a kid's life, so stop rewarding journalists trying to destroy people. To which a Democrat congressman who shares the same ethnicity as J.D. Vance's wife tried to shame him into submission, saying it's for the sake of their kids. To which J.D. Vance replied, grow up. Offensive comments aren't a threat to them, but a culture that denies forgiveness for mistakes does. More importantly, a culture that encourages members of Congress to act like whiny children.
pal.
And statements like these is what makes me almost happy that Trump allegedly lost 2020. Donald Trump alongside Mike Pence probably ends the America First leadership in 2024. But making Trump find a new VP skyrockets a 40-year-old J.D. Vance from obscurity, bringing us the future face of the Republican Party for the next 12 years. As denouncing racism has pretty much been the number one way to get a politician to jump through your hoop. What? You don't want thing? Not wanting thing makes you a racist, so surely you'll change your mind about whatever thing I'm trying to force you into. But here we have J.D. Vance saying, I don't care about a thing. It's more important my kids be raised in a society where they can make mistakes and grow from them than having to pass your political purity tests from the moment they touch the internet. As we all say stupid things we regret, but that's the only way we can grow as people. And now Trump sides with J.D. Vance.
The vice president says, bring him back. What do you say?
Well, I don't know about the particular thing, but if the vice president said that, did you say that? I'm with the vice president. Thank you, Peter.
Elon Musk is now stating that staffer will be brought back, as it's now been discovered that journalist that dug up that Doge staffer's old tweets has ties to USAID, as this wasn't journalism, but targeted retaliation. And remember, maybe a year ago that type of attack would have worked. You dig up dirt on someone you don't like politically and get your enemies to do your bidding because you can blackmail them with evil words like racism. But now, we know your games. If Elon isn't labeled a bigot for not firing that staffer, they'll find something else to call him racist over. Because it's not that they demand every human being be perfect. They just selectively find things to be outraged over so they can control your actions through the art of public shame. And when that doesn't work, they'll just move down to their next tired tactic. As yesterday, we called out the wasted funds on Iraqi Sesame Street.
You paid for Bert and Ernie in Baghdad.
And now, the Democrats aren't denying it. They're claiming it was life-saving.
Is funding Sesame Street a judicious use of soft power?
This isn't just funding a kid's show for children, millions of children, in countries like Iraq. It's a show that helps teach values, helps teach public health, helps prevent kids from dying from dysentery and disease, and helps push values like collaboration, peacefulness, cooperation in a society where the alternative is ISIS, extremism, and terrorism. And to your point, it's pennies on the dollar.
Now stretching fun farther than ever before. He bends, he stretches, even ties and knots, but always returns to his original shape.
Kinda interesting how almost everything in the Democrats' agenda is somehow life-saving. Their green initiatives, overseas war funding, and now Iraqi Sesame Street can't be cut from the budget because they're all life-saving. And just how they overuse the word racist until it completely lost its meaning, life-saving Muppets just doesn't move me. So when they won or millions for their Muppets,
prevent kids from dying.
I don't really care, Margaret.
And when they need our billions overseas.
As UNAIDS, we estimate that if PEPFAR wasn't reauthorized between 2025 and 2029, and other resources were not found for the HIV response, there would be a 400% increase in AIDS death. That's 6.3 million people.
I don't really care, Margaret.
Because it sounds horrendous letting all those people perish. But one, we're discovering most of this money never makes it to the people actually suffering, and two, why are my tax dollars responsible for their health care? That lady is from the United Nations, who I'm pretty certain could cough up those funds as well. But does their goodwill just stop at shaming Americans into paying their bills, or do they actually believe in this cause so greatly that they don't mind plummeting themselves into debt instead? So until she starts working on alternative solutions to this issue, other than relying on American handouts, I don't think this is really about saving lives. And in 2025, I think the Democrats have finally overplayed their hand.
This unelected group, led by the world's richest man, is not authorized to have this information.
I don't really care, Margaret.
He's coming for your red states. He's coming for Medicare, Medicaid, farm subsidies. There is no community in America this won't impact.
I don't really care, Margaret.
We have got to tell Elon Musk nobody elected your ass.
I don't really care, Margaret.
Any one of those things individually would be cause for most Americans to fold into submission. But after Iraqi Sesame Street, African healthcare, and everything else that the average American had no idea we were funding, quite frankly, doesn't make us care anymore. because freaking out over us simply auditing where that money goes has red-pilled us into discovering that it's not about saving lives anymore. Because if the Democrats also discovered some of those life-saving funds were being stolen on the side, they would be equally outraged unless they themselves were the ones stealing those funds. So if you appreciate my concise, bite order commentary on how America is finally back, hopefully I've earned your subscription and we can chat again soon.